B'tachin for Life, Shir 829, Sunday, Parshas Vayechi. We were elaborating on the pasuk Leisuune Eilecha Ra, that when a person has emuna and b'tachin, no bad will befall him. And we just wanted to add to this concept, because one of our listeners reached out, how could we say that something bad could happen to a person? The Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't do anything bad. Everything the Ribbono Shel'olam does is 100% good. And let's explain this concept. Because as we discussed in previous Shirim, this is 100% correct. There is really no such thing as bad. Whenever the Torah refers to something as bad, specifically like in this pasuk, Leisu'une Eilecha Ra, we're not saying that something, Rachmana Litzlan, could be bad. Chas v'shalom, there's no such thing as something that's bad. All David HaMelech is saying, something that we perceive as bad will not happen to you. Loisuune Eilecha Ra means something that we think is bad will not happen to you. And just to understand, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that we think this is bad. And he wants us, so to speak, to understand that this looks bad and therefore we daven or we have betachin that it shouldn't happen to us. Even though we know that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does is good, but if a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, is struggling with something, he should daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam should save him from it, even though it's the best thing. Because when the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a person a tzara, it's a message that he wants the person to come closer to him. The reason why this quote-unquote bad thing, this thing that looks bad to us, happened, the reason why it happened, is in order to be ma'ir us, in order to help us come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So just to explain, Leisu'une Eilecha Ra is not telling you that there is something that is bad. Chas v'shalom to think that. Whenever we refer to something as bad, whenever the pasuk refers to something as bad, it means the way we perceive it. And again, it's not a mistake, the fact that we perceive it as bad. We are supposed to perceive it as bad, and we are supposed to get a hisayrus from that thing that we perceive as bad. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. If we have emunah and betachin, the Ribbono Shel Olam will protect us from things that we perceive as bad. Of course, we have to know that it's good. Every single thing the Ribbono Shel Olam does is good. Every situation that a person is in is only there for his benefit. But ultimately, when a person has betachin, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send a person good the way we perceive it. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. Leisu'une Eilecha Ra, no bad will happen to you. Even the bad that you perceive as bad, which is really not bad, will not happen to you. When you live with the Ribbono Shel Olam, like we explained, and work on your betachin, which is essentially the same concept as tshuva, coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no ra, nothing that you perceive as bad, will happen to you.